Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Goodbye, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Oh, my goodness. It is almost Sabbath. Closer to the Sabbath. Wow. I want to thank the Father for allowing us to be conscious and not him and inviting us to take part in those things that belong to him. I want to say welcome to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, your brother, Pastor Moore, and also here is my lovely Red Say. That is to say,
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath. Enjoy the day of rest. Amen.
Well, we are in the creation. We are in the creation study. I mean, you know, we're still in the first day. Well, the first day is the foundation of everything. So the study is intensive. It's a lot of layers to it. If you want to say it, like, you know, if you're looking like at a mystery film, you see stuff, the really good one's got layers and it got different parts that are intricate. Well, so is this creation. And the first day, that's exactly that. You know, it's intricate. It's like he said, it's Zion is a city that is compacted together. It's like, you know, it's just right there. And Genesis chapter 1 is right there. Everything is there. The letter, the law, before it was, we could call it the blueprint of everything. And I do mean everything. But we're in the part now where he said that there be light. Of course, you know, not to keep going backwards. Not going back to the study just to bring up these things, you know, we covered in the beginning where there was nothing, right? Because nothing has to be the beginning. So who created nothing for a beginning? That's your first off. So we went there. He answers. So, and then, of course, himself, he introducing himself. You know, in the beginning, God, right? So he introduced himself. And so you find out that God is a plural word, like church, you know, like you got a singular. We found out you had a father and a son, and that's it in the family at this time. You know, it's say that the first resurrection. But at this moment in time, it's just the father and the son, and then the host of the angels. So, even the elders in Revelation, they're angels too, Because he said, let all the angels of God worship him. And they did. So, with that being said, then we also discussed heaven itself, what it was created from, and the angels was created from heaven, and the elements and the things like that, and then the earth, which is created from heaven, and the elements and the things like that. And then we discussed what, those things. And now here we are. We discussed darkness, right? Then now we are with the light, right? So not going back all the way, but just getting here to show how, much gravity just in those little, that first verse, Genesis, you get it after you read the whole book. That's when you get it. You realize, wow, man, he said a lot in one, So this is where we are now. We're at the light part. So with that being said, our brothers and sisters, if you can, stand face Jerusalem with your head, our sisters. If you can cover your head, brothers, you can cover your head. Family, as we approach the Father.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to this word as I Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
This light, what is this light, that's in Genesis chapter 1. This is that thing. What is this light? We got to get into that. And remember now, we're still in the first day. There isn't officially anything that's called time yet. There's no such thing as an evening and a morning yet, because we haven't even gotten there. this is still the beginning. Right? Even though light is introduced here, it doesn't constitute there's time yet. Because time isn't introduced yet. So obviously this light don't constitute time. He said in Genesis chapter 1 and 3. I want you to read the 5, right? Yeah, Genesis chapter 1 to 5. And we're going to break it down.
Genesis 1, verse 1, 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and first called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
So we're in verse 3 right now. Okay, we haven't even gotten to verse 4 and 5. We're in verse 3.
That's right.
Okay, so read verse 3 again.
Verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
So, he said, God said, let there be light, and there was light. But this isn't the sun and the moon, because the sun and the moon isn't here yet. So what is this? You know, what is this light right now? What is it? It's not the light of time, because this light don't constitute time, because time isn't mentioned here. It's just light, whatever it is. Whatever this light is, he just created it.
Amen.
That's what it is. Whatever this is, he said, he spoke it into existence. It's given a job once we read further into that part of the story. But he's speaking this into existence. So let's go into Isaiah 45 and 7. So before he give it a job, he had to speak it into existence, or write it into a law. That's one of the books, right? That he said, he saw many books and things of that nature. Well, you know, it's a whole other thing. But yeah.
Isaiah 45 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 45 and 7 reads, I formed the light.
See? He said, I formed the light. Who formed? So we're talking about that light. This light right here. Right? That light, that's the light in Genesis chapter 1. You see, this is the light that he's referring to. It's in Genesis chapter 1 that he formed. This light, what is it? What is this light? Right? This is that question. Because it's definitely not time, because time is an issue. We're going to get into that part. But this isn't it. This is another thing. So don't group it together. Now read that 45 and 7.
Isaiah 45 and 7 reading, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
So we can't give Satan none of this glory.
Amen.
If you're going through hell, it's from God. If you got a really peaceful side right now, it's from God. So, you know, either or, shut up and like it, you know, because it's from him, and thank God you still breathing and you got a chance to repent or whatever. See, maybe getting our attention on or blessing us for.
Amen.
Job chapter 38 and verse 19. Job 38. 19.
Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?
Wait a minute, man. So this is the question, Jack. I mean, you know, like, who thinking of asking anything like that, you know? Well, where did light come from? Where did it come from? You know, I mean, if you got God here, what else should you ask? Things like, what am I doing? And so this is a question. Where is the way where light dwells? You see, so we got this light that the sun and the moon physically brings us. But this light is what he's talking about. It's not seen in the eye. He's talking about the light in the beginning. He's talking about where is the way where light dwells. As far as for darkness, where is the place thereof? Because he's still quoting the same thing. He's talking about the exact same thing that Moses was talking about and Isaiah was talking about, that God created light out of darkness. So light came from darkness. So darkness can never be dark. How can it? How can an enlightened exist inside of it? So there's no such thing as darkness. I mean, others in a form, but there's an outer darkness that he called. He called the utter darkness. Outer darkness. That's when the lake of fire is joined and your mind and your being is shut off into complete darkness. We want, and then there's a torment to come with. You know, yeah, blessed are the bastard children. You know, they'll never know any different. They're born in this world and they never seen light of day. But they wasn't going to get into the kingdom because they were children of fornication. So, but the only thing they would ever is eternal pain and torment, which will be normal. Yeah. So it's mercy for the bad, but it's that's a yeah, I know. I don't ask me why.
I know.
But you know, that's what happened with David. He had to kill that child. That child didn't stand a chance. It was a bastard. No way. Child of the devil. Or fornication. The bastard. No way that child was supposed to say it. And then the lineage that Jesus came through that bloodline, no, the child could not do it at all. Yeah, we got to do a piece on that. But
so this is a life.
All right, let's look at this a little further.
Blew your mind with that.
No, actually, I don't get this. Read a little further. Read to 21.
Okay, Job 38 and 20. That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the path to the house thereof.
Can we buy light? Take light and put it in your hands and hold it together. Take it out the air and do something with it, like we be saying these fictional films, you know. But in our actuality, that's all fiction. So with this, he's telling you, do it. Take light out the air, because that's not given to man, right? Even Jesus, when he came, he didn't show light out the air. He didn't do nothing like that. That's what magicians do.
Okay.
Yeah, they pull light out there. They pull flames and fires and stuff like that. He didn't do none of that. Not even Moses. They didn't even do that. You know, when they were showing the power of God, they didn't pull a light of fire out their hands. They didn't do that. You know. But anyway,
21.
Yeah.
Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of the days is great?
See, you wouldn't know nothing until we born. That's why I say the bastards.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, you definitely got to do a precept on it. Revelations 10 and 1. Okay, so he said this. Where is light?
Right.
Where is light? And where is, can you bind it? You know, what is it to us? Watch this. Watch where he say light is. Revelations 10 and 1, when you see the read.
Revelation 10 and 1 reads, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars, and when he cried, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea, and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
What?
That there should be time no longer. Okay.
That's what life. What it is, like time. Because he created.
Man.
See that? Let's look at that a little further.
Yeah.
Let's go into Continue. Verse 7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets.
So these are things that belong to the prophets. Those things are to everybody. You see. Let's look at this a little further, right? He said, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and earth, the things that are in the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the seven angels, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. So it says this, the mysteries of God should be finished, right? At the point when there should be time no longer, right?
That there should be time no longer.
This is when man is actually introduced into eternity.
Amen.
Watch this. Go into, let's see, Zechariah 14 and 5. He said a time no longer, right? Okay.
Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 5. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into the zone. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with me.
Now watch this. This is when time introduced itself to now. But watch this. Watch this. Eternity.
Amen.
Watch this. Because he said it's going to be like when time no longer, right? Okay, so it has to come together.
Amen.
right? It has to meet.
Amen.
Read.
Verse 6, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark.
So that's in Genesis chapter 1. That's because there wasn't no sun or moon. So he's telling us what it looked like.
That's right.
Read on.
Verse 7, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
How is that?
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord.
Read all of that again. Read 6 and 7. How is that?
6, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light.
How can it not be day nor night?
Right.
Unless time stood still or time no longer. Those things. That's what he's talking about. You know, in the beginning, that was in the beginning, eternity. So he's going to bring that thing is coming into this realm. Because the immortals won't, those that come up in the first resurrection can't exist in this realm unless eternity also exists. So we have to bring that whole thing into this realm. That's a whole nother conversation of elements. That's an element we've never seen. When the rain comes and the snow, and then you have lightning and snow and stuff like that, you know, which is far out, but we ain't never seen this. This is an element by itself. And he said it's a day that it's not clear, right? It's not clear, but it's light. You know what I mean? So what kind of day is this? You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, you don't have the sun and the moon there. So he's describing what was in the beginning. It wasn't clear. And it wasn't night.
Amen.
So how can dark be dark with him there? It's like that's a super oxymoron, but yet it's there.
Amen.
Who create that? Who think of that?
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Revelations. No, forgive me. Go to Isaiah 57 and 15. Isaiah 57 and 15. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 57 and 15 reads, for thus is the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite one. Amen.
Continue.
For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wrong. For the spirit shall fail and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wrong. I hid me and was wrong. And he went away on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord. And I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
He said he created peace and darkness. So peace is created is an equivalent to what? Exactly. Now, watch this. He said, there's no peace to the wicked, right?
Yeah.
So he just introduced what wickedness is to us. And that's what?
Dark.
Exactly. So he was telling us, even in the first day, there was going to be a judgment of the light and the wicked. That's why he said he's telling the story from the end and from the beginning. On the first day, after the Sabbath day, the great white throne is going to take place. I'm not saying the earth is 7,000. I know the earth is billions of years old. I'm talking about this man here that's on this planet. He gave him 6 days to work. In the eighth day, there's going to be a circumcision, and then there's going to be called the great white throne judgment on the eighth day, which just so happened to be the first day of the week, because what comes after Saturday?
Sunday.
Which is the first day of the week. And there it is, right here. He's showing us that there's going to be a judgment between light and darkness on the first day of the week. Which just so happened to be the eighth day and the creation of Adam. But it'd be the first day of the week and the creation. That's what he just brought into the, he just introduced it. There will be a judge. Because he taught us what light and darkness is. Darkness is wicked. So he introduced judge. That's why he said he separated the light from the, darkness. We haven't gotten it yet, but there it is. And he called light what? Good. Not white people say, see, he called light good and not black people. Man, stop. If you really need something to hold on to, if that's something that's your thing, that, you know, you need to just know that everything's created from the dark. Even the light is in the dark. So if that's something you just need to hold on to and gravitate to, then gravitate on that. But don't be hating that they, you know, that light is light, right? Okay. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into... No. Pick it back up at 15.
Isaiah 57:15.
Right, because remember he said he created light, light and he created darkness. He created peace and he created evil, right? Okay, read on.
Okay. Isaiah 57:15 reads, "For thus say the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a Christ and humble spirit."
Stop. He said he inhabits what? That's what time says. Actually, is bound by the thousand-year calendar at this point. But before he gave it a clock, it was just eternity.
Amen.
There was no such thing as in the beginning or time or anything like that. It was just nothing. It was endless, you know, just, yeah, eternity. That's what it was, right?
Amen.
Then he put a bind on eternity, you know, which is crazy. He bound eternity. Isaiah 60 and 19.
Isaiah 60 and verse 19 reads, "The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy morning shall be unto thee."
So, that's the same light that was in the darkness in the beginning. So, no, you don't need the sun and the moon anymore. Because you're here, right? You transformed from here to there. You went from here to there now. So he's showing us that there is a there to go to, and that's where he at. So we want to be there where he at, which is here. eternity, which is bound by time because it's a clock. It's a giant clock. But it's a clock. St. John chapter 1 and 5. St. John chapter 1 and verse 5.
St. John 1 and 5 reads, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth not.
Why? Because ignorance can't comprehend itself. Darkness is ignorance. You don't even know you're ignorant. So how can darkness comprehend itself? Because it's impossible. It's ignorance. You don't even know what your mind is unless light is brought upon it. So no, it's impossible for darkness to comprehend light because darkness can't see itself. No. Unless you're told something better, then that's your ignorance, which is a darkness. Hey, look, I get paid $5, and you getting paid $10. I get paid $10. Light just came on. I'm not getting paid enough. You was in darkness. Welcome to the light. I mean, not saying it. I'm just saying it as a metaphor. So no, darkness can't comprehend itself because it's ignorant. And it's not cool to be ignorant. And it's the light that people think that's in this world that they call it light, but it's ignorance too. But they call it a secret light. But anyway. It says darkness comprehended, right? Okay, let's look a little further. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 8 and 1. Now, this is wisdom.
Proverbs 8 and 1 reads, doeth not wisdom cry and understanding before the voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door. Unto you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things.
Skip down to verse 22.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
Wait a minute. So there was a beginning before the work.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way.
So there was a beginning before the work. So when we read Genesis chapter 1, those are the beginning of the works. You understand it's all blueprint, right? And then he did it. And then he gave the laws to be bound by. Continue.
23. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever was, or ever the earth was. When there was no death, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Why, as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, when he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above.
Stop. Now look up that word.
Which word is that?
Death.
Oh, yeah. D-P-T-H.
Right.
Yeah.
Look up that compass. On the death, right? because it was set up before Adam left.
So death. The condition.
No, first read the scripture. First read the scripture.
Proverbs 8:27 reads, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth.
Okay. He put a compass on this right here.
Okay.
We're about to read.
The condition or quality of being deep, the extent, measurement, or dimension, downward, backward, or inward.
He put a compass on everything.
The measurement of distance from an observation point, such as linear perspective.
So he put north, south, east, and west on this. He put a compass on nothing. North, compass is north, south, east, and west. So this is the thing. I take nothing, because really now there's no such thing as the sun and moon here, right? So it's a day that's neither light or darkness, and I put a compass on that. And then gave it a time window. When he put a compass on it, that's when it became time. North, east, south, west, and he turned, that's when it became time to start rotating. He took nothing and taught it to rotate when he put it inside of a compass. North, east, south, and west. He started rotating nothing, which is where gravity. Yeah, he took the obis and gave it order. He took the obis and taught it to rotate. But so obtain the obis like this.
Amen.
It says deepness, profoundness, and it says penetrating, degree level. Beyond, back of the beyond, regional park, deepness, abstruse, wisdom, you know, he put gauges on everything.
Amen.
So when he did that, light became wisdom too. You see that? That's why when he said wisdom was there, even wisdom gauges on how much wisdom you get or I get. Let's look at this a little further. So this is inside of that light. They couldn't comprehend it because if you could comprehend it, then you wouldn't be in ignorance. You'd be in the light, right? But if you're in the darkness, it's how you can't comprehend it because you're in the dark. That's why darkness could not comprehend itself.
Amen.
With you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. First Timothy chapter 6 and 9. 6 and 1 Timothy 6 and 13.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. First Timothy chapter 6. Verse 13 reads, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep his commandments without spot, unrebukable, and to the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his time he shall show, who is the blessed and only covenant, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach into, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power and everlasting. Amen.
See, that's that light. That's the light he's talking about. He wants, that's the light that he dwelt in the beginning, right there. He's there now. He don't need the sun and the moon there. You see, the sun and the moon is withheld from there because there's a barrier of water. So he's actually in the dark in the beginning anyway. Which, once again, if you read what heaven looked like, then it's obviously not in the dark. So what kind of darkness is this? It's like extraordinary listening to, you know, the planetary rotation of Uranus. You know, when you listen to that, it talked about it's like 40 years before you can even get daylight again. That planet, you know, that's crazy, but it's a time window. Even that planet have a season. And it's bound by time. It's amazing. But these times are virtual. They're what they are. So, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Romans chapter 16, verse 25. See, that light, that's what he's going to bring, man. That's what he's at. He said, no man has seen it because we can't exist there. But once our bodies are changed, we will be able to exist there. Yes. Romans 16 and verse 25.
Romans 16.
Yes, ma'am.
In verse 25 reads, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, the obedience of faith, to God only wise,
who
glory to Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Now read that again, slow, please. Okay, 25.
Romans 16 and 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began.
See, that's that dark, and that's that light, right? It's kept in the mystery of darkness, but it's light there because it's the mystery of God that exists in from the beginning. Those things we have to search out because, like I said, the first day is meat, man. It's the foundation is can't blase your way through Genesis chapter 1 unless you haven't read your book already. Okay?
Amen.
Real. Oh, that's good, that's good. Let's go into 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians 2 and 7.
But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
See, that's those things that belong to the saints. You know, that's why he said he came with the saints. When there was a day that was what? No longer. Or there was a time he introduced them into eternity. That's where he's at right now. No man has seen nor has ever seen. But we will. And it's going to be a day that he's going to introduce that time into our creation. Psalms 139 and 12.
Psalms 139 and 12 reads, yea, the darkness hides not from thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike. What?
So, you know, it's not such thing as dark. It is, according to the law. But technically, there's no such thing. Only darkness means ignorance, or you are blind to it. But there's no such thing as dark because he sees all things. So there's no such thing because he can see it. You see what I'm saying? Right. And then it will become a at some time or another that we ourselves will be sitting in the same. Even the law says, if I, right, let me go there. Let's look at that. Go to Daniel chapter 2 and 22. 2 and 22.
Daniel 2 and verse 22 reads, he reveals the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness.
Say again, he knoweth what?
He knoweth what is in the darkness and the light what dwelleth with him.
See that?
Yes,
sir. And that's what Job said. He said, which way, where do light dwell? Whatever your answer. Right? Psalms 112 and verse 4. Psalms 112 and verse 4. He said, where do light dwell? Wait, there it is. And 112 and 4.
Psalms 112 and 4 reads, unto the upright there arises light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness.
See that?
Amen.
Up to the upright arises there light in darkness. Why? Because they are the children of the light. They don't mind seeing they dark.
No.
Because that's their truth. Okay. But if you in a dark, you don't want to see your darkness because that's a problem. Because you can't see it. Your mind isn't meant for you to see it. Maybe it's just not meant for you to see your darkness. You know, that's why people are always in a denial. This is why we got people that's up under these different banners, such as schizophrenia and narcissism, such and such. You know, they got these different mental conditions. Psalms 104 and 20. Psalms 104 and 20. And this is one of my favorite ones here. Because he sets this clock and it's a new verse.
Amen.
104 and 20.
Darkness,
right? And it is night, because we do have a evening. he created dark, like he said in Isaiah chapter 45. He creates darkness and he makes light. So even though your light is on, you can turn it on.
Amen.
Read that again.
Thou makest darkness and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth.
See, he said, what we call the superplasmatic nuclei, all of us.
Oh, you remember that word?
Shabbat, grace and peace, Brother Job, Sister Ray, and to the family, Commonwealth of Israel, and those of the sound of living waters. It's a blessed thing, you know. Like, from what I learned from the lesson was, like, it seems that when he said, let there be light, he gave us consciousness to understand. Even when he give us a breath of life, he's showing us the light. That way you wake up, you're not blind, so you got to get your light. That one thing I say, you know, he's giving us consciousness and we see it. He's like, that's why we should always have all praises to the Most God. You know, and, you know, I wouldn't say that, though, but it made me think about that song or whatever, the song, like, I can see clearly now the pain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. It's going to be a bright, 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 sunshiny day. And much love to y'all, Sister Rhea and my big brother. Excellent reading, Sister Rhea, and God bless my brother for putting that lesson on his heart. He watered us today. Much love to the family out there. Those is reading, and with that, I close.
Amen.
Amen, bro. Just want to say, you know, how to I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, family that's in Canada. Shabbat Shalom to you, my family that's in Chile. Shabbat Shalom to you, my family that's in Israel. Shabbat Shalom to my family that's in Nigeria. Say Shabbat Shalom to you, my family that's in Kenya. Uganda, or say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Ethiopia, or say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Egypt, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in France, or say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in the United Kingdom, or say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Germany, or say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Turkey, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Iran, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in India, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Say, my family that's in Russia, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in China, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Family that's in South, say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Japan, say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Indonesia, say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Australia, say Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in the Netherlands, hey, anyway, all of that. God bless. Next time, to the next step. That being said, thank everybody for the whole edifice. And as we say here, at this time,
read your Bible. Rest in peace, the family.
Son of the Living Water Radio Show. Son of the Living Water. Son of the Living Water. Son of the Living Water Radio Show.
Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, bleed from things breaking. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.